The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in a suit challenging the Trump administration's plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census form. It has been a provocative topic and led to this lawsuit against the federal government, the Commerce Department specifically. The world's Roopa Shenoy is here with me to discuss all this. Start with what this suit is about, Roopa.
It's about whether the federal government can add a question to the census asking people what their citizenship status is. And the suit is brought by the state of New York and a coalition of 17 other state attorneys general. Also, cities like Chicago, Philadelphia, groups like the ACLU and the U.S. Conference of Mayors, they say the citizenship question violates the Constitution, which requires a full count. And it might lead to hundreds of thousands of people not responding to the census because they're afraid of the government learning about their status.
Yeah. And so what is that fear about not answering the question?
Like if they're undocumented, people are worried that they'll be exposed. We have to keep in mind that this is part of an overall climate that people are living in when they're facing this question. You know, the Trump administration's immigration policies, the wall along the border, the news about the detention centers. For many, they're really living in a climate of fear, and this is a part of that.
And is that a valid fear? Could that happen, that they don't answer the question and then something else unexpected happens to them?
Technically, information about individuals is kept securely within the Census Bureau. Bureau officials say anything that leaves their office, even within the federal government, goes through this new technology called differential privacy, which is supposed to make it impossible to pull out any one individual's information.
So what is the Trump administration's rationale for adding this question? Why do they say it's needed?
Originally, the Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, who oversees the Census Bureau, he at first said the Justice Department asked for the question to be added to help enforce the Voting Rights Act. But since then, three federal judges have ruled that the evidence shows Ross himself, in fact, asked the Justice Department to request the question. The federal government argues that doesn't matter. They say the citizenship question is unremarkable because it was on the census before.
But now it's back. And as you say, we're in a different environment altogether. Do you know what the people at the Census Bureau itself think of this?
The chief scientist at the Bureau, John Abaud, he's warned from the beginning that adding the question would be expensive and make the result less accurate.
So, Roopa, what is at stake here? Like, what happens if there's a citizenship question on the census and fewer people respond because of that question?
Money's at stake. The federal government uses census data to allocate money to state and local governments. That's things like schools and public infrastructure. And census data is used to create legislative districts, allocate congressional seats, things like that.
Is there a deadline on all this? Like a point at which we will know certainly if the question is in or out?
A point at which we have to actually print the 1.5 billion census forms, yeah. The Census Bureau says its deadline is this June. But New York and the other challengers say that could be extended to October. Either way, the timing is why the Supreme Court is expediting the case.
All right. The world's Roopa Shenoy. Thanks very much for this.
Thanks, Marco.